Markets are in a complicated position heading into Wednesday. S&P futures are slightly negative, down about 9 points to 7,439 as of this morning. The big event is the Federal Reserve meeting, and the question is whether the Fed makes a surprise rate hike. Let me be precise. The bond market as of Monday was pricing in roughly a 15% chance of a hike at this meeting, which is not consensus territory. But it's high enough that major institutional traders are hedging. If the Fed does hike unexpectedly, the immediate reaction in equities would likely be a sharp sell-off, particularly in rate-sensitive sectors.
The inflation context matters here. The 18-month Trump economic scorecard is genuinely mixed. Manufacturing has lost 75,000 jobs, concentrated in industries that were supposed to benefit from tariff protection. Inflation is running above the Fed's 2% target, though below the peaks we saw in 2022. The S&P 500 gains roughly match historical norms for an 18-month period, which sounds fine until you account for the fact that those gains are masking significant sector divergence. The headline number is doing work that the underlying economy is not.
The chip sell-off story is a good example of that divergence. Memory chip stocks, Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron, got hammered on Monday after CXMT, a Chinese memory chip manufacturer, had a blockbuster IPO debut on the Shanghai Exchange. CXMT entering the market as a serious competitor threatens the pricing power that Western and Korean chipmakers have enjoyed. Additionally, there are concerns about Nvidia engaging in what analysts are calling circular deal-making, financing arrangements with customers that inflate apparent demand figures. Jim Cramer called the selling monstrous and attributed it to forced sellers, investors who hold leveraged positions and have to sell when prices drop past certain thresholds.
Software stocks, meanwhile, rallied on the same day chips sold off. That rotation is actually coherent. If Nvidia's AI chip business is facing margin pressure and demand questions, the money doesn't leave AI. It rotates toward the companies that build on top of AI infrastructure, rather than the companies that provide the infrastructure itself. Application layer software businesses benefit from cheaper or more abundant compute. So Nvidia correction is paradoxically, potentially bullish for enterprise software.
Michael Burry's renewed Nvidia warning is worth taking seriously precisely because he was right about mortgage-backed securities in 2007 to 2008 when almost no one else was. His comparison to Cisco is specific. At Cisco's dot-com peak in 2000, the company's CEO was making demand projections that turned out to be driven by customer inventory building rather than real end-user consumption. Cisco's stock then lost 80% of its value over the next 2 years. Burry's argument is that Jensen Huang's AI demand narrative has a similar structure. Customers are ordering H100s and Blackwell chips to avoid being left behind. But actual utilization rates and the resulting revenue impact on those customers' businesses may not justify the investment.
The Morgan Stanley finding that AI adoption is now measurably boosting corporate profits is the counterpoint to that pessimism, and it's based on actual earnings data, not projections. Morgan Stanley analyzed earnings reports and found statistically significant profit margin improvements at companies that have deployed AI tools at scale. The sample size matters. This is large public companies with mature AI deployments, not early adopters running pilots. But it's real evidence that the productivity story is at least partially true for some cohort of businesses.
The Adaptivist survey, telling a different story, 38% of workers would remove generative AI entirely, and nearly half spend more time verifying AI output than the tools save them, reflects a different cohort. Knowledge workers doing document-intensive or communication-intensive work. The reconciliation is probably that AI produces large efficiency gains in specific, measurable tasks, coding, data analysis, image generation, while creating verification overhead in tasks requiring nuanced judgment. Both things can be simultaneously true.
The Jersey Mike's IPO drawing, 10 times oversubscription, is a nice data point about where consumer appetite is. Blackstone-backed, aiming to raise up to $1.9 billion, pricing Wednesday and trading Thursday on NYSE. a fast casual sandwich chain with a cult following and a private equity firm's operational discipline behind it, is exactly what public markets want when they're nervous about tech multiples, predictable cash flows, a recognizable brand, and a growth story based on unit expansion rather than technological speculation.
Taxpayers spending $2 billion a year on Medicaid for Amazon and Walmart workers is a story that cuts across political lines. The analysis estimates 156,000 Walmart employees alone are enrolled in Medicaid at a cost exceeding $1 billion annually. The structural argument here is that when large employers don't provide sufficient wages or benefits to keep workers off public assistance, taxpayers are effectively subsidizing those companies' labor costs. It's a subsidy that doesn't appear in any government program's official budget, but is very real.